This weekend, we're going to take a moment. It's going to be Pledge Weekend for the Catholic Ministries Appeal. But before we get to that, let me just share a word with you on the gospel. Calculate the cost. Calculate, calculate, calculate. I believe I've shared with you that in the summer months, when I was going off to college, I worked as a carpenter. Great experience. Building new houses, reshingling, all kinds of different things. But you know something? There's a famous phrase amongst carpenters that goes like this. You measure twice and you cut. You don't cut and measure. Well, lo and behold, as Murphy's Law would have it, from time to time, well, you'd measure and you'd think I have it right, and you'd cut and you realize you don't. Murphy's Law says this, and when you tend to cut, you cut too short. Not like if you need 72 inches, you'd say, shoot, I cut it at 73 inches. It was inevitable when you measured it out and you cut it, it was at 71 inches. Okay, so what would you do when you'd make that say? You'd say, God, I love you. Well, if you believe that, you believe about anything. So, but you get it. But Jesus says today, you got to count the cost of what it means to be my disciple. He talks today about family, does he not? He talks about life, talks about possessions. You hear that word hate in the gospel of today and you say, wow, that's pretty strong from Jesus. Be careful with those things. Because really what we're trying to do is trying to take a word from a different language and try to understand it, incorporate it into English. Okay, really when you take the literal translation that we in English use as hate, what Jesus was referring to is this, putting someone in the place of. That's really what he was saying. If you put your mother or father in place of me, then you can't be my disciple. Life can't be my disciple. Possessions, you simply cannot be my disciple. That's what he means by that. So sometimes when you hear words like that in the gospel, you say, boy, Jesus used the word hate. Remember what I said today. Just be careful. I'll give you a quick example, okay? If we're going to take a phrase from English and translate it into French, how would this one work? We oftentimes use the word, the phrase, hit the shower. Now, how do you think the French would translate that? Hit the shower. Can you see sometimes how difficult it is to take from one language to the next? And that's what's happening in the gospel of today. But it really doesn't matter in the end because it's all about being a disciple. Can we renounce ourselves? Can we renounce everyone else, our own life, our own possessions, and say, in my list of life, who do I put as number one? It is God. And that's what he means when he says, deny yourself. You're not number one. Take up your cross. We all have them. Take up yours. And follow me. Never get ahead of Jesus. As long as we're following Jesus, we're going to be fine. But if we get ahead of him and he's behind us, things don't always go well. Keep him in front of you, and everything in life will lead to eternal life. So remember that today, brothers and sisters, calculate the cost.